Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Bay City Commissioners have approved a short-term extension of the city manager Dana Muscat's contract while the city completes the hiring process for her successor. The commission voted 5-4 Monday night to keep Muscat in the position until a new city manager officially takes office. City officials say contract negotiations with incoming city manager Richard Heyman are expected to be completed within the next 2 or 3 weeks. Once an agreement is finalized and Heyman assumes the role, Muscat's extended contract will come to an end. The vote follows ongoing efforts by the commission to ensure a smooth leadership transition at City Hall. And Michigan State Police report several arrests across Saginaw and Flint during the Independence Day weekend as part of the Secure Cities Partnership Initiative. According to MSP, Flint Post troopers stopped a vehicle Friday evening for speeding, equipment violations, and lack of insurance. Investigators say the search uncovered 2 handguns, ammunition, 71 oxycodone pills, and a package of marijuana. A 31-year-old Flint man was taken into custody. The Saginaw Tri-City Post troopers made 2 separate traffic stops on the 4th of July. During one stop, police say a 41-year-old Saginaw man was arrested after troopers found crack cocaine and a handgun. Authorities say the driver also did not have a valid driver's license. In a second incident early Saturday morning, troopers arrested a 31-year-old Saginaw man after he allegedly refused to comply with officers during a traffic stop. Police say a stolen handgun reported missing from Bridgeport last year was recovered from beneath the driver's seat. A passenger received a citation for possessing an open intoxicant. Michigan State Police also say troopers responded to several unlawful gatherings over the holiday weekend, resulting in 7 additional arrests for offenses including resisting and obstructing police, open intoxicants, and outstanding warrants. The investigation remains ongoing. When we come back from this Bresky Siding and Building sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years' experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Michigan Senator Gary Peters has confirmed he will not seek another term in the U.S. Senate, bringing his congressional career to a close with his current term ends on January 3rd, 2027. The Democrat says his decision reflects a long-held belief that public service should be temporary, adding that it's time for a new generation of leadership to take over. Peters has represented Michigan in the state since 2015 after serving 3 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives. Before entering Congress, he served on the Rochester Hills City Council in the Michigan Legislature, worked in financial services industry, and served as a Navy reservist. During an interview announcing his decision, Peters highlighted his bipartisan approach to lawmaking and said he remains focused on advancing legislation during his final months in office. He also expressed concern about growing political polarization in Washington and said finding common ground remains essential to serving the public. Looking ahead, Peter says he's considering a return to teaching and hopes to encourage more young people to pursue careers in public service after leaving office. His retirement sets up what is expected to be one of the nation's most closely watched Senate races in the 2026 election cycle. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.